Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, have you heard? Podcast One has a whole bunch of awesome new shows filled with big names that are waiting for you on our brand new, amazing app. This one's a game changer. There's Norman Lear talking to Amy Poehler, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Charles Barkley. Geffen Playhouse Unscripted with Bryan Cranston, Josh Gad, and soon, Neil Patrick Harris.
Nice.
OC Real Housewife Heather Dubrow's World. Lady Gang's Three Mimosa Podcast with Leah Michelle, Nelly Furtado, Elle King, and more. Plus, every episode of The Adam Carolla Show, Dan Patrick, and Rich Eisen. And if you like what happens in the ring, we've got Steve Austin, Chris Jericho, Chael Sonnen, and a whole bunch more. So download our one-of-a-kind new app and see for yourself. Go to the App Store, Google Play, or download it now at podcastone.com.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach the...
What's up, party people? Woohoo! No party people in this area.
For crying out loud.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Coming to you...
Hi, guys.
Sorry if I'm adjusting Corolla's your
Digital
microphone.
Studios. Yes. Before we get into anything, let's talk about Kitty Academy.
Yeah.
Shall we?
Yeah, sure. There's a place where imagination takes flight. Light bulbs switch on. New ideas are launched.
You know you're not auditioning.
A place where character stands tall and compassion is born. It's that amazing that's in all of us. And it's right here at Kitty Academy. Starts with our proprietary Life Essentials curriculum, which helps each child make the most of every curious moment, where caring teachers nurture children every step of the way, where every day is not just another day, it's an opportunity to be amazing. Kitty Academy Educational Childcare. Amazing starts here. Find out how Kitty Academy can provide an amazing, yes, amazing experience for your child that will last a lifetime. They are enrolling children from 6 weeks to 12 years old in full-time and before and after care. So let Kitty Academy arrange a personal tour for you today at kiddyacademy.com. That's K-I-D-D-I-E academy.com.
It's amazing.
That's amazing.
My friend Jody's dating this Spanish Lotharo.
Uh-huh.
And the way he talks is hilarious because he's always like, honey, why you do that? She went with sushi, like on their third date, she had sushi with him, and he kept saying, mustard, please. And she's like, you want mustard? And he's like, she's saying to the waitress, mustard, please. And he's like, no, honey, I'm not mustard. No, it's masterpiece.
Oh,
it's so funny. It's so, every time I hear really the word funny. Amazing, I think it's amazing. It's amazing.
Amazing. It's amazing.
Honey, why you do that? Anywho, what's going on?
So just, you know, just living in Los Angeles, feeling good. Clouds is out a lot. My neighbors next door to us have a pool. And
yeah, the party people.
The party people. Guys. So nice. They're just like the nicest guys.
Mm-hmm.
And LB, the kids have been going over there to go swimming a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I always cringe a little bit because but they seem to love it. They honestly seem, first of all, my kids are really good. It's not like they're coming over and being, they're fun.
Right, of course.
But they're always like you. And then the last time we were over there, one of the girls who'd been there before, she was like, your kids were the best things about July 4th. Like they made the party.
Kind of people, the younger, the millennials.
Yes.
The young, like the 20s.
Yes.
For the most part, they like to be around, like they get a kick out of kids as long as they don't have to take care of them.
Right.
You know, feed them lunch or change your diapers or put them down for a nappy.
Right.
I think like they just get a kick, you know, especially your kids at that age. Like I think that they like it, you know.
Yeah. But you know, as a parent, you're always like, I don't want to be like overstaying our welcome. I don't want them to be going like, really? The kids
but
again?
Stephanie, you and I are like that. There's a lot of moms out there that don't give a F. They would probably just, you know, hang out all day, all night. Hey, what are you guys doing? You guys partying? You want to have movie night? Let's all have movie night. You know, there's a lot of...
Yeah.
But me and you, we have that
that
little, you know, but that's nice. So they've been going over there swimming.
Yeah. And so they have this on the far side of their pool, sort of across a little bit of cement, there's a shed.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys who live there have been – they climb up. They take a ladder and climb up to the top of the shed, and then they jump into the water.
Uh-huh.
So the guy who's my friend was like, does LB want to do it? LB, you want to jump off the thing? And she looks at me, and I was like – in my brain, of course, I'm like, oh, hell no.
Mm-hmm.
But I was remembering back when I was around my daughter's age, mm-hmm. around 12. Like, I did lots of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I was jumping off high. I was crazy.
Right.
We were super unsupervised.
Right.
We were making racetracks with old shopping carts around the neighborhood and, like, climbing in them and doing stuff that you see on them.
Jackass.
Jackass all the time. So I was like, am I – this is a crossroads for me right now. Like, what parent am I going to be?
Right.
Am I helicopter mom that's like – no, mm-hmm. you're not allowed to jump off that. Or am I? And I also trust the guy, Michael. He trained as a paramedic.
Mm-hmm.
He was a lifeguard for years when he was younger. He's very responsible.
Well, how deep is the pool?
Oh, they were jumping into deep water.
Okay.
So LB climbs up there,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just sitting there, and she's like, "Mom, is this safe?" And I was like, honestly, I don't know. I go –
depends on how
she's
you
like,
jump.
Should I do it? And I said, you know, I'm having a parenting moment. I go, I don't know. I mean, if you want to.
Yeah.
And I was like, Michael, is this safe? And he's like, yeah, she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
There's just like this bit of cement mm-hmm. in between the shed and the pool that I'm like, of course, in my mom mind, I'm going – one fall, if she slips as she goes to jump, she's going to land on the cement and could die. So is it worth it? But on the other hand, I'm like, they're not going to put her in a situation where they think something could happen.
Right.
And I haven't jumped off of there. They have. So she's standing up there. And I said, guys, could she slip? Like, as she goes, and they're like, no, it's like very grippy.
Mm-hmm.
It's made of stuff that is on roofs.
Like,
she's not going to slip on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. And then the guy, Michael, goes, do you want me to stand on the cement between the shed and the pool? And I was like, yes.
So you could catch her.
In case.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So she – as soon as he gets down there, she's like, all right. And she just like jumps off as she takes a little running start and jumps into the pool. And I was like, oh, my God, I did it. I felt like I did something. I was like, I overcame. And then Xander and Sadie were like, can we do it? And I said, oh, hell no.
No?
Your legs are too short to box with God.
Really? You wouldn't let them go?
No.
Even if the guy was there?
Look, LB's got much longer leg. No,
what
I was just like, no, no.
What is the leg distance?
Because they take a bigger jump. They had to jump from the shed and make it into the pool. It was like a bit of a long jump.
Like,
no,
like
I have no, I have no faith that Sadie could make that distance.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I got scared.
Yeah.
Listen,
I
overcame. LB did it.
Okay.
Can we have a little parade for me for letting LB do that?
Well, you're the one that brought those two up. You could have just.
I know.
Zipped it. No, that's nice.
I think you know what? I think Sadie and Xander were relieved that wasn't even a possibility.
Yeah. Because you think maybe all eyes were on them. Like, okay, you two are next. No.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, they were like, can we do it? As soon as, after I said no, they were like,
okay.
Oh, okay. Moving on.
Hand me the ball.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
that's nice.
What is going on with you, girl?
Well, I'm
girl.
Drenched because I just went to the YMCA and worked out because I've been in Vegas for 6 days eating chicken fingers and French fries. All week.
So jealous.
Oh, no. That's all I ate was like crap. Because, I mean, we had a nice dinner a couple times, but other than that.
Okay, so start at the beginning.
So we went, Sonny had his tournaments and Adam was coming up to meet. Adam had a show. So Sonny and I left on Wednesday and we're coming home. We were supposed to come home Sunday night, but we came home yesterday, Monday morning, because his game ran late. We could have made it, but we were like on the run and it would have been close and blah, blah, blah. So.
And where was Natalia?
And then, so poor Natalia, she just came and then she drove up with the crew, like Gina Grad, her and Gina Grad. I'm sure Adam didn't talk about it, but Natalia and Gina Grad like bonded the whole way. So the whole crew drove up on Thursday to do their live show at Caesars and she Adam went and took a nap. So they gave Adam this big suite with a 2-bedroom.
Gina Grad, is she single?
No, she has a boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
I think. I don't know.
She does.
She does, right?
She has a boyfriend. Yeah.
But they're not married.
They're not married.
Do they cohabitate?
Yeah.
That means live together.
I think so.
I know.
I was thinking about it. I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
Yeah, she talks about it, right? She talks about – I didn't want to out her.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure.
She's kind of private about that. But, yeah, she has a boyfriend.
Okay.
All right. So she – so Adam had this 1-bedroom suite, and Adam and Natalia – so Natalia – Adam had to take a nap, and Natalia and Gina Grad like got ready together. Natalia's telling me, and then Natalia went to the show, and they wouldn't let Natalia be in the area. She had to stay in some certain area. She could see Adam through a glass because she was underage. So Mike August and her sat someplace else, and then she said she's called them police. I doubt it was the police, but 3 security people came and told them to move, they couldn't stay where they were standing. I don't know. She said it was ridiculous. But her and Gina Grad, were listening to the Hamilton soundtrack. They got ready together. And then she walked Gina to her or Gina walked her to her room. And she was telling me, Mom, Gina was a little drunk. So she – but she was a giggly drunk. She wasn't, being weird or anything. She was so funny. And I walked her with her to her room.
Do you want me to do an intervention?
Yeah, maybe you should.
I'll have Lynette there. I mean, you're Lynette. I'll have Natalia there. Natalia, do you want to read your letter about when you felt uncomfortable? Gina, your drinking is affecting me negatively in the following ways.
I know. I miss that
show.
Can
you imagine being that person?
No.
Anyway. So funny. Okay. So she's being a little drunk.
Whatever. She had a nice time with Gina. But then the next day, Adam and Natalia, they stayed an extra day. They went to Sonny's game. Of course, the one game they go to, Sonny got slammed 50-12. At this tournament had 42 courts. It was at the Las Vegas Convention Center.
Oh, my God.
It was huge, and it had 42 courts, and it was – it was just basketball games everywhere.
Okay, so you flew with Sonny. So Adam went – so Natalia went with the crew. Adam had a show that night. Was that Wednesday night?
No, I went on Wednesday with Sonny. The first night we were there, we went to the NBA NBA Summer League All-Star thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the thing that the dad was trying to – coordinate, or that you were supposed to be helping coordinate, or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we did that, which, all right, here it goes, the beginning of my odyssey of a trip. So this is the first night we're there. I'm sitting there with, I don't know. So I went there. Sonny is a part of a team that's 20 kids. So our coach has to divide them in half. And so he has 2 fifth grade boy teams. He's also overseeing a 7th grade boy team. So he's got a co-coach.
So this is a little club?
I guess.
That has 20 kids?
This guy is.
Or do these kids interchange? I only ask because Elby was part of a thing like that too. And it drove me bonkers because – bonkers. How old am I?
Sorry.
It made me crazy because – you never knew who was going to be playing on the same – it wasn't always the same kids playing on the team. They'd mix in.
No.
They'd be like, oh, we're going to put this 6th grader in here. And this.
Yeah. This guy is – he was an assistant to – first of all, he went through the high school that my kids are going to go to.
Okay.
On the varsity basketball. Then he was an assistant coach for the high school. Then he became – he's an assistant coach like Cal State. I don't know, Fullerton or some Cal State. I can't think of the name of it, which one. But now he's an assistant coach to a university. So now he's teaching college kids. He loves the kids that are in 5th, 6th, 7th graders. And he decided to start his own league. And it was just him. And he has an assistant coach who's great. So it's just this. Yeah, he's 26.
Okay, so he's like Kiki.
I guess,
His own thing.
He started his own thing. So he's got 5th grade. So Sonny's team is cut in half. So Jensen is not on Sonny's team, but he's on, his other, he's got friends on his team. But when you register for these tournaments, you can't interchange. You can't go, okay, I'm going to move Jensen to Sonny's team. It's once you sign up this roster, that's it. You can't interchange.
Got it.
So we had five, we started out the tournament on Wednesday, Thursday with a bunch of kids like, I don't know, his whole full team, basically. Then, like, a bunch of them play baseball, and they sign a contract with the baseball.
Oh, geez.
They have to go to the playoffs. So they – a lot of kids left on Thursday or whatever, and then they played their games Thursday. Then they left Thursday night to get to home to Friday.
That's too much.
I know. And then some of them came back and played on the Sunday team.
What
I know. That's dedication.
Fuck?
I know. Most of it was dads. Pretty much it was all the dads taking – with the exception of a couple. As far as my Sonny's core group, this is the one that he had to try out for. Remember that? And then like
– yes, of course. Okay. And then you were worried that –
like what if he didn't make it, right?
Right.
So on his team, there are other kids that I don't know from other schools. But his, for the most part, it's his friends. And then same with the other team. So anyway – some of them left. So Sonny got slammed. The one night that Adam came, it was a lot of his guys left. So it was five guys. It was
oh
we
boy.
Called, so
no
they
subs.
No subs. So they got
hashtag no subs.
Right. So they got slammed. Then the next day was the highlight of my trip. So it's okay. So let's start with the first day. The first night we went to this NBA thing. Right.
Right.
The summer NBA summer league. And they get to meet the basketball players and, you know, because they come out and they sign, you know, stand in line and they sign your whatever. And so we get there. It's 5:30 and there's all these different teams playing, right? So Lakers come on at like 7:30, but we're there at like 5:30. And I'm having, you know, fun. We just got there to Vegas.
Right. Did you check into your
change,
room first?
We check into our room. We change and we went. To the convention center.
Did you meet any other up with any of the other team parents
yes.
before?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I met up with Shannon, which is Jensen's mom.
Okay.
So about six of us, we go there. Then we meet up with our coach.
And by the way, I know mm-hmm. I sometimes worry about the wrong thing, but I remember that you were there was a thing about whether you were all going to stay at the same place or
yeah.
whether you're going to get your own rooms.
Right. Right. Well, yeah. So we all stayed basically at Mandalay Bay.
Okay.
And then – but the coach and the seventh grade boys and some of our boys were at another hotel. I don't even – I think it was the Orleans or something.
Okay.
Which why we moved to Mandalay – whatever. Anyway, so I met up with the ones at Mandalay Bay that were there at the time. We went to the convention center. I'm sitting there. We're getting hot dogs.
Is it hot
settled.
Out too?
It's hot, but inside it's cool.
Right.
So I'm sitting there. Watching the first game, okay, this is fun. It's fun. The kids are having a ball. And then, like, the second game, okay. And then I'm looking around going, doesn't anybody want a beer? We just got to Vegas.
Right.
Like, what the – what?
Right.
Okay. So, like, I
pre-sobriety, I would have been like, break it out, like, as soon as you get there.
Right.
Then you start – isn't it a normal thing to have a drink, like, immediately?
Well, I would think so.
Plane lands.
But not the
– in the air.
Not the – right. But no, not these other parents. They're sitting there like not even a dad. Like, what the – what? So I'm just like – all right. So I go –
what is
I'm
it,
like,
a day trip from rehab?
I don't –
get these people a
I
drink.
I don't know. So I go to – I go, okay, anybody else want anything? I'm going to get the food.
Right.
So then I said to Shannon, Jensen's mom, I said, do you want a beer? And she's like, yeah, that sounds good. Okay.
I hate it when people – pre-sobriety. I know I always have to say that. But I hate it when people act like, oh, they just thought of it. Like,
I know
you were thinking about a beer too.
Right. Why do
don't
I
act
have
like
to...
you never would have possibly
right.
had that idea
right.
except that another Lush just brought it up and now you're like, huh, a beer?
Yeah, that sounds good.
I haven't had one of those in about 10 years. That sounds surprisingly refreshing.
I know, right? So I have to go and get – so Shannon and I go get the beer, come back. I, of course, like I'm dying of thirst. I'm bored. I guzzle it. It's like it's half done. She's sipping it.
Right.
I look around. Now I'm bored. And I'm like to the other dads, I go, do you guys want anything? You want to – no, I'm good. Thanks. I'll have an iced tea.
No.
If I had it here, I'll have an iced tea one more time. That's all I heard the whole freaking. So then I go and say, and then I go, all right, you know what? I'm, and then I said,
you go, you know, you guys are in Vegas,
I said,
right?
You know what?
Anybody
want
a hooker?
How long?
Oh, I'm up.
Yeah, stripper. How long is this game going? And one of the guys that works there was like, I said, when did the Lakers come on? And they said 7:30. He said, I said, well, how long am I going to, what time is it over? He goes, 10:30, 11. And I was like,
oh, no.
It's only 6:30. What am I going to – what are we – what? Really? And then I go to Sonny. I go, Sonny, you don't want to stay and watch the Lakers, do you? You don't like the Lakers. You like the Clippers. And he's like, Mom, I'm not – no, of course I want to see the Lakers. And then like – so then I go.
CP3 is off the Clippers now.
Whatever. I said, my phone is dying. I'm going to go to the phone charging station, okay? I'm going to go charge my phone. So I'm sitting
– Wink, wink.
Right. Charging station is across from the bar.
Right.
So – right out of the doors, you know, when you go to the – like you come out into the lobby area, there's the bar. There's a charging station. So I'm charging my phone. I leave it. I walk
and
over to the bar.
And charging yourself.
Right. And I go to the bar.
Recharging yourself.
So then
yourself.
I can see like the kids coming in and going. They're running. Now, also, there's a kid on Sonny's team who has bad vision. It's just started like within a year and it's going bad. He's got like 20/40 or something like that. Vision. It's okay. He can see a little bit of far in front of – I don't know what his peripheral – it's – so anyway, I saw him. I saw all the boys run out. So I'm sitting at the charging stack. I could see the boys. Like they would run out and run to like go get an autograph and then run back. There's like six of them. Like there goes Jensen. There goes Sonny. And then there goes the blind – like the heart of the blind kid, you know.
Does he have glasses?
Yes. He wears glasses. And so – I go to Sonny. I pull him over at one point. I said, Sonny, you know that you got to watch out for him. By the way, I don't even think his mom was there. I think another mom was in charge of him. So I said, you know, you got to look out for Ryan. And then I told that – and then Shannon said the same thing to Jensen. I said, you boys make sure that Ryan is with you if he's going with you. So, okay, we give him the whole speech. And they're like, oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. So I sit there. Now I'm like, okay, so now I'm like, all right, my phone is getting charged. I go to the bar. I make friends with the bartender. I'm sitting there. I go, I'm just going to stay. I can't go in there anymore. I can't sit in that seat and just like applaud, like watching these games. I'm bored. I'm just going to sit here. I can see it on the big screen out
right.
here.
So you know what's
right.
happening, where
so,
it is.
And I could see the boys coming in and out, running and running. So then I see, there goes Jensen. There goes Sonny. There goes Matthew. There goes Ryan, the kid that's hard of seeing. Like 10 steps behind. And I just
– Hard of seeing.
It's Sonny. What? And then I have to yell at them. And he's like, he's right behind us. I said, no. You got to keep an eye on him. Like you guys – one goes in front. The other one goes behind.
Hey, eyes on the blind kid.
Right. So anyway, I just sat there and I was like – I sat there the rest of the day. Then Shannon, she texts me and she goes, are you at the charging station? I was like, yes. And then she's like, I'm going to come out and have a beer. So then she comes out. Then she goes back. And also, to be fair for her, she's got two boys to keep after that she's looking after.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, I got Sonny and he's pretty self-sufficient. So right. I'm just going to stay here the whole time. Then somebody comes up. Then these guys come. They sit down. They're like, you want to do a shot? And I was like, sure. So then I'm doing a shot of tequila. And then Jensen's dad comes and he sits down. And we start talking. And I go, I'm really buzzed right now. And he's like, ah. And he's like, so this is your charging station. And so the rest of the trip is like, you guys want to go to the charging station? Where's Lynette? She's at the charging station. Yeah. So that night, that was boring. And I sat there and just got buzzed the whole time. And time flew after that.
So then you're in Vegas with just you and Sonny at that point still.
Yeah. Then the next day we get up and we have games all day. And then, you know, and then we want to watch the other boys play. So we want to watch Jensen play because we're not in the same team as him.
Right.
And Jensen comes to watch Sonny play. And
when you say we want to watch him play, you mean Sonny.
Me and Sonny, yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, the thing is like I liked being there and watching the games. That was exciting. That was fun. Even though we got clobbered all the time, pretty much most of the time, except for the highlight game, which was on Saturday night. And it was down to our five dudes because there was no subs and they had their back against the wall. Sonny was point guard. He didn't sit down. So the night Adam came, they got clobbered. Sonny was point guard as well, but he ate like two hot dogs and a whole thing of French fries, chili cheese fries right before the game. And I told him, I said, Sonny, seriously? And he goes, I'm going to be fine. The game starts. He's like gassed. His face is bright red. And it's sad because Adam's there. Natalia, it's the one game that Adam can come see.
Right.
All the other parents, it's like Saturday night, or Friday night, all the parents are there and they're just getting clobbered and he's the point guard. And I guess that there's some controversy because Jensen's team, it happened to them too. Like it wasn't evenly matched. you know, there's a, you know, you're supposed to be on certain levels to play at
right.
each other.
Right.
And I don't know. There's all this controversy. All the parents are up in an uproar. I'm at the freaking charging station. Who cares? You know what I mean?
It's yeah.
like, yeah, I feel bad. But what are you going to do? The game's over. What are you going
right.
to go complain to the commission?
Oh, I know, right?
You know, it's like, yeah. why? There's like all these little side conversations with the parents. Like, so Coach Mason says that blah, blah, blah. And they were not supposed to be playing us. But because they're, you know, it's like all this drama. And I'm like, I'll be at the charging station. And, then, so this the highlight was the night Sonny played that nobody got to see, and it was the five of them, and it was an exciting game, and I posted a couple.
Yeah, he got a three-pointer, right?
He got a bunch of them. Yeah, he did. He
wow.
I couldn't believe it. Like, because it got to the point every time I wanted a videotape, nothing would happen, or he would, you know, miss, or, you know, he'd get the ball stolen from him or something. So I kept thinking, like, okay, I'm not going to videotape. And then when I put the video camera down, I put my phone down, he starts making it. So finally, one of the moms, who's really sweet, she's like, get your camera out and videotape. So I'm videotaping, and that's when I got I got a bunch of him making baskets, which was fun. And that was exciting because it was like neck and neck the whole time. It was tied, and then we're up by three, and then tied, and then there's like 30 seconds left, and then it's tied, and then they get 1 point. Then it was to the point where it's 30 seconds left. They were up. The other team was up by one. That team started celebrating. They're jumping up and down and high-fiving each other. And then, bam, we score. And then, you know, it was so fun, so exciting. That was the best. And then that was pretty much, you know, it was just that. It was just basketball, basketball, basketball the whole weekend. And in between, a lot of the dads took the boys to see most of the Sonny's friends. Their dads were there at the game for the whole weekend. It was the parents. I mean, it was like the whole family was there. So the dads, you know, a lot of times the moms were taking the kids to the aquarium or to in between. And the dads are, like, just hanging out by the pool or they're upstairs or whatever, relaxing. And then one day the dads took all the boys to the arcade. But and it's funny because at our hotel, there's a pool that's topless. And it says Toptional. And I see, like, all the boys standing there looking at the picture, like a poster. And they're like, Toptional? Toptional? And they're like, I don't even know if they knew what it was or not. But so we're sitting by the pool, and then, like, a bunch of the dads leave, and I'm thinking, where are they going? You know, I don't know. But it was fine. It was just, like, the other moms, like, of course, Shannon and Matthew's mom are great. Matthew's mom wasn't there that much. But I just, like, what – these moms just don't – like, they don't want to – we're sitting here all day by the pool. You guys don't want to have, like, a piña colada? Something? Like, hello? You want to go play craps? Anything? Hello? You know what I mean? It was just like, okay, all right. Well, why do I got to look like a, you know, enabler?
I don't understand.
I don't understand either, but.
What were they doing?
Sitting there, going to get food for them, bringing it back, you know, going to do, I don't know, going to get a towel for so-and-so. So-and-so needs a towel. Once somebody forgot their goggles, so then they went to go get the goggles. You know, it was just that, up and down, up and down. They weren't relaxing. They were just like, you know, it was 110, and it was just, you know, that was it.
Yeah, I think that our kids are at an age now where it's better not to be just completely focused on them. Like,
right.
We're allowed to have fun now.
Right. You guys forgot your goggles? Go get it. How about that? Why do we got to go get it?
Yeah.
You know, go pair up and go, okay, here's the key. You know where the room is. Go get it. But I don't know.
Yeah, when we went to Great Wolf Lodge, whenever that was, 6 months ago for the kid's birthday, yeah, I did at some point. I was like, I think LB wanted something. I was like, well, you remember where the room is. Go up to the – she was like, what? Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah. You know, go through the lobby. If you get lost, ask somebody where the elevators are to the
right.
rooms. Go up. You're going to see the numbers. It tells you when you get off the elevator which way to go. Go
right.
to the room.
Right.
You have – it's on your wristband.
Mm-hmm.
The key is on your wristband.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you have to give her the key
mm-hmm.
and go in the room. And she did. Came back down. It was like all good. I was like, see?
See?
There you go. Now mom can sit and read Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in, like, now that we're in the corner office, we got to stay there.
Right.
Like, you can't
like
be,
at
like,
least, like, go
you
for
can't
a,
be,
for
like,
happy hour.
Offering to work the mailroom for a day. You're like, no, you're beyond that.
Right.
You've graduated. You've earned it. You can't let them know that you're willing to go to the mailroom because then they'll want you to go to the mailroom all the time.
Right. No. You could take long lunches.
Right.
You can go for a happy hour and have a beer.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And if you act like, oh, no, I'm still in the mailroom. I'm not too good
you're
for the mailroom.
Well, wow.
Right. Then people are going to treat you like that. And then your kids are going to constantly be like, Mom, I need my goggles. And you're going to be like, okay, wait, where did we leave them in the room? Okay, I'll go get them.
Yeah.
No.
That's what I heard. That's what was going on all week.
Right.
It was just like, huh? Why? You know, or I'm hungry. Okay, what do you want, honey? I'll go get you. It's like the food shack's right there, right? Like you can watch them walk over, give them a 20, go tell them to go get their lunch. Like why is everybody going getting up and down and up and down?
Yeah.
It was insane. But
and I find myself sometimes almost automatically because, you know, we get in that thing where we're like, well, it's just easier for me to do it. But I notice that John – and a lot of it is due to 100% laziness on his part.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of paying off
mm-hmm.
because I have been working a lot more than I was before. And so John is forced to do more of the parenting.
Right.
And it's interesting because he just refuses – like I will still, you know, make breakfast and mm-hmm. like has – you guys, you need to eat. Okay, what do you want, a bagel? I'll still mm-hmm. like a loser – pop Elby's bagel in the toaster because I'm like, oh, right here. I'll just, make sure they all eat. And as soon as John realized that a lot of this responsibility was now on him,
mm-hmm.
not a lot of it, but when I have to go to work,
mm-hmm.
he became the number one like, hey, you guys, if you guys need breakfast, you're responsible for making sure you put food in your bodies.
It's
and of
so
course,
funny.
For a second, I was like irritated about it. I'm like, oh, great. Like, so when he's in charge, he can't be bothered to do anything for them. But really, he's completely right.
Mm-hmm.
Because my kids are almost 10 years old.
Yeah.
LB is going on 13.
Mm-hmm.
Make yourself some fucking breakfast.
Exactly.
Like,
I'm
the wrong one.
Right.
I'm the problem.
Right.
And he's like, guys, this summer, there's a new sheriff in town. We're going to be changing the way we do things. And you guys are going to need to be a lot more responsible for yourselves. And like I said, at first I was like, well, what did she do? You know, mm-hmm. why? He can't help them out? And then I was like, no, it's better.
Right. That same thing we're doing, it's the same. So when I was gone and Adam was in charge of Natalia, I said, you know, so Natalia and I, her and I had a nice evening alone in Vegas because Adam was tired. And so I took her to dinner and she wanted to go to the Paris Eiffel Tower.
Uh-huh.
And I go, you know, you realize it's not real, the real Eiffel Tower. Because she's like, I want to go to the Eiffel Tower. And then she's like, I want to go to New York. And no, it's not really. So anyway, so I take her. We have a nice evening. And so then I was talking
just
to her.
Just the two of you?
Yeah, just the two of us. And I said, so what'd you do yesterday? You know, and she said, well, yesterday, they were still home yesterday. And I said, did you go to camp? Did you get to camp? She goes, yeah, so-and-so picked me up. One of the moms picked me up. And then I said, did you eat breakfast? And she said, no. Dad walked by and said, I was still in bed and said, Natalia, I'm leaving. Bye, Mama. And like left. And she goes, wait, who's going to make me a bagel? And he's like, you are. Walked out. And at first I was like, oh, he said that?
How dare you?
And then I was like, oh, he's right. And then this morning I was like, Natalia, can you please? She goes, no, I'm terrible at it. Can you do it? She asked Rob to make her the bagel because Rob's at our house every morning. Adam's assistant.
Oh, my God. We have the same kid.
I know.
I'm terrible at it. Well,
get better at it. Yeah. There's only one way to get better at it.
Oh, my God. LB, okay. You will laugh so hard right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, I'll look foolish. But I think it was literally like 2 days ago, LB goes, I told LB, can you make yourself a bagel? She was like, oh, okay. And I got it down. I got the bag of bagels down from on top of the refrigerator. And she goes, Mom, look what happened. She cut the bagel and it was so uneven
uh-huh.
that one side was like too small to even really toast. And she was like, look. And I go, I don't know what to tell you. I go, throw that one out and start. Only because here's why. Normally I wouldn't, but they were Trader Joe's bagels. They really only last like 2 days before they start growing mold, and they're really not edible anyway.
Right.
And it was full, and it had been sitting there for like a couple of days. So I was like, just throw that one out and start over.
Mm-hmm.
But
I had the same problem when I was a kid.
Yeah. Like, I'll just do it. Like, here, let me cut you one.
Right.
But then I was like, no, do it again. Like,
right. You guys do it. You know, it's a good idea now that I think about it. Maybe we should just pre-cut them and put them back in the bag.
Okay, so
but then they're never going to learn
how to
cut
it. I have a friend named Samantha, and she doesn't listen to this podcast, so she won't even know she's getting a shout out. But she's a therapist, and we had a long talk the other day about girl drama and this age, and we were discussing the fact that I was feeling – I didn't do it, act on it. I actually called her for advice. But I was feeling like there was a girl drama situation and I wanted to step in.
Mm-hmm.
And Samantha told me – she used a term that I'd never heard before. She basically was like, don't. She goes, because you save that for if there's a bad – like –
right.
This is a, you need to save that for an extreme situation. You can't work out your kids' problems with the other mom unless it's like a something dangerous or, you know.
Right.
You can't just waste it. She goes, "It's you can't be a snowplow parent." That's what she called it. And I was like, well, I've never heard that before. She goes, that's the parent that goes and pushes all the obstacles away from your kids.
Interesting.
And I was like, oh, my God. I've never heard that before. It's like I think it comes after helicopter. I think it's another form of
helicopter.
Yeah, it's basically like these kids that don't learn skills.
Right.
And they go to college and they've always had like kid gets a bad grade. Parent goes in and argues about the grade and why. And, you know, kid has a bad teacher that's not being nice. We argue about moving all the obstacles so that they don't have to ever really advocate for themselves. And it's the thing of like – and it comes from a loving place. It comes from us not wanting our kids to – feel bad.
Right.
And to feel hurt and to feel.
How come the 70s parents didn't feel that way then?
I know. So we learned a lot of survival skills that I think our kids just don't naturally have. And what happens is they don't have the same resiliency because they're used to when they feel really uncomfortable or bad feelings, the parents step in.
Right.
But Samantha pointed out to me that a lot of times our kids don't actually want us to step in. Mm-hmm. We just get so used to doing it. And you know, it's good to practice now when the stakes are lower, you know, when it's just a bagel.
Right.
As opposed to when we're, we create these really indulged kids that can't take any sort of adversity.
Right.
And I have to say, I had this conversation with John about our kids' lack of resiliency now. Like, when they get into a bad mood or they can't bear to feel uncomfortable or not like something. Like, and John's like, here's a good example. Xander plays basketball, but he complains about it constantly. When he goes to practice, complaint. There's always something wrong. My stomach hurts.
Oh, he doesn't want to go?
He just doesn't feel like it.
Oh.
Because he's lazy and he really likes to play video games and lay on the couch. He's always kind of been that way.
Right, right.
So he likes playing basketball, but everything has to be – all circumstances have to be right.
Yeah.
And the second he's in the game situation too, he gives up very easily. Mm-hmm. And he feels like, oh, that person pushed me or that person – I'm getting hit in the stomach 10 times in this game. And John's like, dude – like,
but do you think – I think he'll grow out of that. And don't you – it's like –
yes, but here's the thing. Totally. Mm. But we can't be snowplow parents for it. Like John and I were having a discussion about the fact that he's like, how do we make our kid more resilient? And I go, we don't go, oh, you don't feel like playing or you got hit? Go talk to the coach. Hey, how come my kids get – you can't be that person. You have to just go, yeah, that's basketball, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you don't want to play basketball, I guess you don't have to. But if you do want to play basketball, you got to show up for the practices. If you don't show up for the practice, you can't play the game.
Absolutely.
And you have to just go like, wow, that sounds hard.
Mm-hmm.
You did – I sure did see you get hit a few times.
Yeah.
You know, that other team was pretty aggressive.
Right. Yeah.
Hopefully next game will be better. But I think – as a lot of parents do too much, and I'm saying I've been guilty of it.
I know.
Do way too much of the wanting to make it easier for them or better. Or I did this with LB a lot a couple years ago. I know Kiki would say I still do it now. But remember when I was like really struggling with should LB play with the older – like she's so small. You know, they're forcing her to play with her age. Mm-hmm. And like those girls are all so big. Like she's – you know, they should let her play on the minors because they're all like more her size and she should get more confidence. It's like I'm living her life for her and what's going to be – But what I was really doing was being a snowplow. I'm going like, she shouldn't have to play with these. All these girls are too big. She's going to get hurt. She's not going to feel good about herself. And she's going to be the worst player. And
Well,
she doesn't want me to do that. She wasn't asking me to do that. She was fine playing on the majors. Mm-hmm. It was me. Mm-hmm. I was the one going, no, that's going to be too hard for her.
Yeah. No, I know. Listen, I'm married to a football coach and a windbreaker who yells at you and says, your last easy day was yesterday. Is that the saying? Is that the saying?
I don't know, but I like
today
it.
Today was your last. Yeah. So, I mean, that's Adam's thing. That's the reason why he wanted to get Sonny into the cold plunge because, you know, I mean, I know it's like an extreme, but he's like, we just, you know, he has these people on his show like, he does these take a knee shows with one-on-one, you know, speakers and people that talk about, you know, resilience in kids and grit and blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, it's in his head and he's always been that way anyways. And so, you know, he's like the more comfortable we are and make the way making these kids feel so comfortable about going into a basketball or everything going into a situation, it's not good. They should feel a little like challenged and uncomfortable. There's a okay uncomfortable, like, you know, just when you, yeah. So when you're married to Adam, it's like, get your own bagel. Go, you do it. I'm not going to go do this for you. You guys, you're old enough. You can so it's, I agree with, I'm guilty of it. But then, you know, with Adam, like, he's constantly like, you know, don't do it for them.
I mean, I think you and I know that there's some gray area.
Yeah.
And our backgrounds are going to make us maybe tend towards the, like, softer parenting. And I don't think there's anything so wrong with that. But then we can't be surprised when our kids are soft.
Right.
And we're like – and I do think that it's good to just – I was happy that Samantha pointed out that type of parenting so that I can at least check myself.
Right.
And go, am I doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where is this coming from? The reason I had called her was because I really suspected – that my wanting to step in was coming more from my own anxiety about myself and projecting that on my kid than like an actual need that she was having a problem and needed me to help her.
Right.
Right. And Samantha was able to go, do not do that.
Yeah.
Do not contact that other mom.
Right.
That's a bad move.
Right.
She's a therapist.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay, good. And my instinct was telling me not to.
Exactly.
But I wanted to.
Right.
I was having anxiety about, like, I want to fix this
it
situation. And she was like, no,
when,
you got to let them figure it out.
Reminds me when we were in Washington and we bought – Mr. Sample bought tickets for all of us to do the white water thing again, which we did last year. Sonny didn't want to do it. I was on the fence. We had a great time. But now this year he bought the tickets for all of us to go again. And it was before Adam got there. And Sonny kept going, I don't really want to go, Mom. I don't really want to go. I go, but – he already bought the tickets. You know, can't return them. And once Dad gets here, he's not going to want to waste that ticket and blah, blah, blah. But Adam surprised me. He has he put Sonny on the roller coaster a long time ago. But Sonny did the white water rafting. He already tried it. So now he doesn't want to do it. He's like, fine, I'll eat the ticket. That's fine. You guys don't need to go. He's like, I'm not going to be that, you know.
Yeah, and I thought
parent,
that was great. You're on vacation. Is, he doesn't want to do it. It's not like, I'm too scared and I just don't want to try something new. It's just like, what that is and I'm not into it.
Yeah, and the other thing I think that the kids, at least our kids, need to do is they need to realize that they have to pick up around – they have to pitch in for the household. So they have a dog. They need to clean up after the dog. They need to feed the dog. That should be their recipe. You know what I mean? They should be like – in charge of making sure Phil has water in his water bowl outside, not just outside and inside, you know, And she needs to – so now they're doing this thing where she's in charge of the they decided that he's in charge of Phil. She's in charge of the kitchen. So she's putting the coffee. She's getting the coffee ready at night. She unloads the dishwasher once or a couple days a week. And then same with him. So they have to – like they have to – kids have to pitch in. And I was thinking about that. And for a long time I've wanted them. But now they're old enough now. They're older.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at age 7, it was hard to get them to do it. But now they're being more consistent because they realize that they have to do it. So it's – they have to feel like they're a part of something. Like they have to feel like they're a part of getting the household, you know, running and pitching in and all that kind of stuff. Like Shannon was telling me that Jensen does his laundry. And I was like, what? And she's like
– well, my kids do all the folding and all the putting away now. And I used to really let it slide mm-hmm. when they didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd still give them their allowance. Well, you know, you and I are both like the queens of like going, you're not going to get allowance. And then I forget.
Right.
Or I even say they have allowance and I rarely ever actually hand
right.
them allowance anyway.
Right.
They'll just go like, Mom, I think I've racked up like $25 due to the past like 5 weeks of not getting allowance. So can I buy blah, blah, blah? And then it puts me in a weird spot because I'm not going to do the calculations because I don't know. I don't even remember ever handing them money. So I'm like, didn't you already get Roblox like 3 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
You win. I don't remember. Go ahead.
I know.
Order it.
There's no secretary keeping track. I know.
Yeah. So my point is I can't really – hold out like the mm-hmm. I'm going to take your allowance away since I never give it to him anyway. So I just started more doing the look either what because I do all the laundry, but then I just take piles of it's mostly their shit anyway.
Yeah.
Like I'm wearing the same pair of yoga pants
all
week long.
Right.
Unless I go to the gym in them, then right. I'll put them in the hamper. Other than that, I'm taking them mm-hmm. off at the end of the day, putting them on
the
foot of my
day.
Bed.
Yes,
right. And then putting
thing.
Them back on to go
right.
walk the dog.
Same
and then
me.
Forgetting to ever change.
Right.
Because where am I going?
I know.
Right?
Me too. I have like 3 shirts that rotate and the same yoga pants that are sitting
right.
there. Like,
right.
Yeah.
I'm like, where am I going? Target?
Right.
You don't really need to change my yoga pants to go to Target.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, the clothes are all theirs mm-hmm. because there's some kind of like, I don't know, but – and I've had many talks with them, but they will wear an outfit for like 45 minutes
uh-huh.
and then change and put that in the hamper.
I know.
And I will go to the hamper and be like, what the – this is mm-hmm. not – I didn't even see you wearing this.
Right.
It's like a pair of jeans. I'm like, first of all, when I was a kid, we wore jeans for like 2 weeks.
Yes.
Like they needed to get a hole in them before
right.
they needed to be washed.
Right.
My mom would have been like, are you high?
No,
like,
I know.
I'm not washing that.
No.
No.
That's – you know, I said to Adam because we're doing our master bedrooms, you know, I said we need to have a purgatory. I keep saying purgatory. Clothes that – an area where you put your clothes but they're – you wore them but they're not ready for the hamper.
Right.
And, you know, you don't have to put them back up on the thing.
Right.
You're probably going to wear them again tomorrow.
Right.
But let's put them somewhere so not just everywhere. Let's get a spot and put that in purgatory.
Right. I like that.
So, you know.
So my kids don't have it. They just have a hamper. And the
right.
problem
my
is.
My kids do the same thing.
They put a lot of damp clothes in the hamper.
Mm-hmm.
So if they wore something for 45 minutes, even if I go later and police that shit and go, mm-hmm. this is not dirty. Well, now it is dirty
because
it's been sitting in a hamper with a bunch of like damp,
right.
like some
right.
towels
uh-huh.
that were at the beach or the pool. And I'm mm-hmm. like, well, now you can't. Well, now I got to wash everything.
Yeah.
So now I've become very hard about that. I'm like, do not put something in the hamper that you wore for 10 minutes.
That's
that
smart.
You wore, that you do. There are not going to be 4 clothing outfit changes mm-hmm. during the day.
Right. What are you, Madonna?
I know.
I know. I do the same thing.
You're not Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
You wore one thing to go to Osh with Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you're not changing into another outfit.
Mm-hmm.
That is not necessary. Where are you going?
I know.
To movie night at the park? No,
right.
you're not changing for that.
Except Sunny is the opposite. He'll wear the same shorts and the same socks every day. And it's like, change your socks. Change your socks because his feet stink.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's, you know, basketball and shit.
No, and I agree.
Oy.
Sadie has terrible BO. She cannot be wearing a T-shirt 2 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Totally agree with you there. But I'm talking about, like,
I know,
for
Natalia,
Xander, like,
yeah.
will wear a pair of jeans. I'm really not exaggerating. He'll wear it for an hour.
Mm-hmm. Take it off. Put it in the thing. I know.
So I do I will do a multiple loads of their laundry, and then I literally dump them in a big pile on the living room floor,
mm-hmm.
and then I leave, and I go, by the time I get back, these need to be folded and put away. It used to be where it was like, okay, guys, we're all going to fold clothes together. This is part of your chore.
Right.
And you don't have to fold my clothes, but like make sure you're – let's fold clothes. And then I'd put them away for them. Not anymore. Yeah. I'm like, you're old enough. Fold them up. Put them in your drawers.
Yeah. I'm going to get them to do that too.
Then you know what happens though? They get lazy. And I get it. I've been this person. But they'll put something that doesn't belong in it just to save time. Mm-hmm. Like they'll put it in the closest drawer.
Uh-huh.
Then we never see it again.
Right.
Then I go, what happened to your Valley Stars? What happened? To your T-shirt? And they're like, I don't know. I can't find it. Then
it's with the snow clothes.
Yes.
It's in the winter.
Yes, Lynette.
I know.
And then it takes us a day of tearing through every – or it's like in somebody else's drawer.
Right.
Or
like, why is this here? Yes,
yeah. Why is this where, with your bathing suits? Yeah. The old bathing suit. I don't know. So now I have to add, don't put it in the closest drawer either. Put it in the drawer where it goes.
Right. Did they ask for money afterwards?
Not right afterwards, but they accrue.
Right. Yeah.
It's in some fantasy bank account in their head.
I know. But I told them, I go, hey, picking up and taking care of Phil, that's part of life. You're not going to get paid to do that.
Yeah,
that's
I
your
agree.
Dog. You take care of him.
I agree.
So screw that.
Yeah. John is like that too.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, what do you guys need money for? Like we go to the Target, you want something, I get it for you. You know, you know what? Please.
Mine want it all for those for like video game stuff.
Mm-hmm. Video games and fidget spinners.
Oh, my God.
They light up now. There's ones that light up.
I know.
I didn't see that.
I know.
Got one for Natalia.
Oh, my God. I have a quick funny thing to tell you before we wrap. And then I have another story for Friday's show.
Okay.
And I'm sure you do, too.
Yeah.
And then I have a story for Patreon as well.
Okay.
But, oh, okay. So this is just – I have to just brag on Elby and how she has a really good sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
So a girl from Elby's basketball team invited her to her birthday party. And I guess because they're at the age where turning 12 where it really was a conversation through Instagram messages. So the girl invited her to the birthday party and Elby's like, Mom, so-and-so's birthday party is on this day. It happens to be Sunday night that just passed. And I was like, yeah, okay. She's like, can I go? And I go, yeah, sure, whatever. So we forgot all about it.
Mm-hmm.
I had it on my calendar, but as we have discussed before, I just forget about stuff.
Right.
And she forgot about it. And it's not a friend of hers, really. Mm-hmm. It's a girl who sometimes plays basketball who Elby was thrilled that the girl invited her.
Right.
And then the girl, the last time we were at practice, the girl's like, so my birthday party, Sunday. And Elby's like, totally, I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, she was going to totally be going there, right? In that moment, which was like the Wednesday before.
Right.
So Sunday comes and we all decided to go to the beach, went to the beach that day, had a great day. Clouds was out. clouds was out, but burned off, living in Los Angeles, had a great time, just feeling good. Had a great day. That night, Elby's was like, I want to sleep over at my friend's house that we'd been with all day.
Right.
Yeah, sure. We all went out for dinner, two families, and then Elby goes over to the girl's house, go home, relax. She takes a shower. By the time she gets – even goes to her friend's house, it's like 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
I go over to my friend's house. We're chatting. They watch a movie. I get home, did something. I don't remember what. And then I get a text from Elby. Now it's like 11:30 at night. She's like, oh, my God, Mom. We forgot that it was so-and-so's birthday.
Oh, my God.
It's 11:30 at night.
No.
And I wrote – she was like – and then, oh, I was taking a shower. So so I come out of the shower to just a string of texts from her. Oh, my God, Mom, what am I going to do? I feel so bad. Mom, we totally blew off her birthday party. I said I was going to go. So I write her back and I was just like, oh, my God. I go, do you want to go? I go, let's go. I go, do you want to go? And she writes back, yes, let's go. And she's being funny, right?
Yeah.
And I'm being funny. So I go, okay. I go, I'm sure it's still going on. So then I go, all right, I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, she got scared that I wasn't kidding.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, oh, my God, Mom, I was joking. And I go, I'm going to swing by Ralph's and get a gift card. Amazon? And then she totally went right back to playing along. And she was like, yeah, I think Amazon's best. She goes, I can't wait to roll in at midnight.
Rolling.
Like, That's what she said. It was so funny.
That's
and I was
cute.
Like, oh, my God, I can totally do deadpan humor
yes.
with my daughter.
You can do a screen. You should do a screenshot and save that.
Cute. I want to find the text. Yeah. She goes, look, oh, my God, Mom.
The birthday party was today. And all those faces. Mom, you can believe a guy feels so terrible. What should you do? Oh, dang. What do we do? Should we go now, you say? She says, sure, why not? I'll be there in 5. I'm sure she won't mind us busting in at midnight. Wait, what? No, don't come. I'm joking. You don't want to go? OMG. I'll stop by Ralph's and get a gift card. Amazon? Ha, 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 ha. Should we tell her you screwed up on the date?
Yeah, she was, yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, you should take a screenshot. Save it.
It was so cute. Yeah.
All right.
So this was good.
Yeah. Before we wrap, let's tell you guys about ADT Security.
Oh, yeah.
You guys need security. You guys need to feel safe. ADT Security is the smart way to go. They have 24/7 monitoring of your house. You can put your thing on stay where you stay at home, but everything is armed. They have this whole security. They've been doing it for 140 years, so don't question it. Just know that you'll have peace of mind.
One of our listeners sent us a message saying that we finally convinced them. They had a picture. She goes, we stepped it up, and it's not just the sign.
Really?
It's not a sign in front
of
their house.
Yeah. See? You guys are doing it. So go to ADT.com. And get yourself some security for peace of mind.
Yeah.
They give you the sign that you put out in front.
Mm-hmm. For license information and terms and conditions,
visit
ADT.com.
Yeah.
By the way, Stacy commented on Patreon, mm-hmm. on our last Patreon, saying, this is exactly the reason I subscribe to Patreon. Keep the juicy podcasts coming.
Ooh. What are we talking about?
Thanks, Stacy. I think we talked about part 2 of your friend's Saga.
Cocaine. Yeah.
Riding that train. Okay. So if you subscribe to our Patreon mm-hmm. at the highest level, at the $50, it's not the highest. You could do whatever you want.
Right.
Do $1,000.
Right.
But if you do $50 a month, which breaks down to like $15 a week, for $1,000, we come over and have sex with you.
Ah.
Well, with our husbands, but in front of you.
Yeah. We cuckold
you. That's disgusting.
You. What are we talking about?
Why would I say that? This is a family podcast. But if you do, we'll give you a business shout out, like Ashley Duchesne, who's a family photographer. She's based in San Diego, and she co-hosts PhotoSpark, an iTunes podcast, and her website is ashleyduchesne.com. Kate Marengo is an interior designer.
She will interior design the shit out of your shit.
Yeah. By the way, Kate says about the paint colors, she said to email her and she will help you get the right paint color.
That ship has sailed, but
all right.
I will.
Well, she's at interiorchicago.com. She's very open to helping people out.
Yeah.
Sarah Dean has a podcast. It's called Shameless Mom. Check out her website, shamelessmom.com, and find out more about the fun topics they talk about. Tish Clevenger.
Juice Plus.
She's going to add the nutrition of 30 fruits and veggies and grains to your diet. Clevenger.juiceplus.com. Or Tish Clevenger at sbcglobal.net. Callie Weber, Stella and Dot, man, she's awesome. Their stuff is awesome. Get somebody a gift today. Go to Facebook at Treat Yourself, and you'll find Callie Weber. Michelle McKibben is a loan officer for People's Home Equity Mortgage. It's a California company. You can call her at 707-208-8302. Or email her at mckibben.michelle@yahoo.com. And you know what?
What?
I'm going to do the rest of them.
Go for
on
it.
On Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Kaylin.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
There.
You're a
All
parent
right.
now.
Don't F it up.
Springs eternal on a guarded neon street. Not that I care at all. It's been the best part of my losing streak in an
Daredevil Events and Corolla Drinks present Rock at the Shop featuring Loxy.
Oh man, I hear you begging, please. Ain't my decision to be kind.
July 29th at South Bay Customs in El Segundo, California. Loxy. Plus, the smoking kills.
Just another Southern California.
Rock at the Shop, July 29th.
And all the pretty girls start to look the same.
Corolla Drinks presents Rock at the Shop with Loxy and the smoking kills. Hosted by comedian Matt Edgar. July 29th at South Bay Customs, 115 Penn Street, El Segundo, California. Get your tickets now at CorollaDrinks.com.